34 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the wild card edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends inside the National Football League through the use of the All-22 tape. And to do it, we've got the best in the business, for my money at least, the one, the only, from NFL Films, senior producer Greg Cosell. Welcome to the wild card round. Can you believe it?
I'm glad we're here.
We're still here.
Good to be here for wild card
weekend. It's fun. It is the playoffs. The first time the Eagles have been in the playoffs since 2010. And their foe this week, the New Orleans Saints, and we watch Sean Payton and Drew Brees. They dial up that unbelievable passing game. And Greg, it's funny. When you watch both teams, they do so much with motions and shifts and multiple personnel groupings, Greg. Let's take a look at what both defenses are going to face this week, you think.
Well, one thing that both teams do, as you said, is they line up in totally different looks with different personnel. What we like to call receiver distribution and location. Let me explain.
What does that mean?
Distribution means the number of receivers to each side of the formation. So, for instance, when you hear they're in a 3-by-1 set, you hear that all the time on TV. That means there's three receivers to one side and one receiver to the other side. A 2-by-2 set. Two receivers to one side, two to the other. That's the distribution. Now, the second part, as you dig a little deeper, is location. And this is the critical part for both the Eagles and the Saints. Who are those receivers? Let's say it's a 3-by-1 set. You're going to see this from the Saints. The Eagles will have to defend what I'm about to say this weekend, okay? You have three wide receivers to one side, and you have Jimmy Graham as the single receiver, what we call the X-ISO receiver, the single receiver to the backside of the formation. Now, you have three wide receivers to one side. It's usually to the field, to the wide side of the field. The inside slot is often Marcus Colston. So now you have Colston in the inside slot. You have Jimmy Graham split outside. They scored a touchdown last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on just this formation. They actually hit Lance Moore with a touchdown on this particular play. But how do you defend that? If Colston is in the inside slot, who plays Colston? And the Eagles are predominantly a nickel defense. So is Michael Kendricks going to play Colston in the inside slot? It's one of those questions. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and that's the thing. As we've talked through this segment through the year, we talk about the dilemma that D coordinators have here. Now, the Eagles now, we know that they will go with some different groupings. Now they go with the two tight ends, two backs, and they'll go with their base set, which is three receivers.
Right.
So what is the dilemma now? Rob Ryan has done a nice job with the Saints on defense. What is the dilemma that he's going to have with the Eagles personnel grouping?
Yeah, and the Eagles do a lot of the same things. What they add is a lot more motion behind the line of scrimmage. Let's say DeSean Jackson, what we call backdoor motion. He works behind the line of scrimmage, going from one side of the formation to the other. Very often, he'll go to one side as the ball snapped, and LeSean McCoy will go to the other side. So you have two explosive athletes spreading the field horizontally, very much a part of what Chip Kelly likes to do. Now, what teams have done that have played the Eagles reasonably well, we just saw with the Cowboys, is they pretty much play man-to-man because you don't get confused. See, what the Eagles do with all their movements and their formations is they put defenses in conflict because there's so much misdirection, there's so much deception. So if you're playing man-to-man, that theoretically on the blackboard removes the conflict because if I have you in coverage, it doesn't matter where you go. I have you.
And, of course, if you're doing that pre-snap and you have Jackson in motion, if the corner moves with him, you know it's either man or zone. But they
it'll
declare
be man.
Before the,
it'll right. be man. Now, right. And the reason the Eagles do put Jackson in motion, and he's a great example, we know he's only 170, 175 pounds, is it limits the press man that you can do. If every team plays man, which is pretty much what's happening, and he's on the line of scrimmage, you can press him. He's not a big receiver.
Right.
So this way you get him in motion. That's a major way teams, the Saints, the Eagles, all NFL teams pretty much prevent press at the line of scrimmage with receivers they want to get free releases is they put them in motion or they shift. They do something to get them from a stationary position to a movement position.
Well, there you have it. The dilemmas for the defensive coordinators in this game, pre-snap, post-snap, a lot to think about. He's Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan. Thanks for watching here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
34 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27!